ordered her into fly waiter.
What was that?
A spot jack.
Spot jack? How do you spell that? I never heard of that.
Well, it was a piece of wood about this big.
Yeah.
And in the middle, it was big like this, going slanting like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that they put that on the ground. And then they had some kind of a bat, and they hit the corner or the end like this, and it would fly away. Yeah. And then if you were fast enough, you could take your bat and hit it and throw it further.
Oh.
And that was the kind of game we used to play.
And then did they run bases like in baseball?
No. It's done. It's far enough now. Numbers, huh?
Yeah. What sort of subjects did they teach in school?
Right?
What subjects did they teach in school?
In grade school?
Yeah.
Well, they had geography, mm-hmm. physiology, and reading, and the numbers. So.
Yeah. When you first got to school and you couldn't speak English, did your teacher speak Belgian? Did she know how to talk to you in Belgian?
No, not the teachers, no.
So how could you talk to your teacher? Let's say the first day you got to school.
You got me there.
I forgot. Do you remember how they taught you to speak English?
Well, it was from the kids who went to school, see, like that. I suppose we picked up the words as they were showing us, I suppose, no? The teachers, no?
Would they, like, take a picture and tell you the English word for it?
We had to learn the ABCs then, no?
Oh, I see.
That was funny, huh?
That's the way they started you out, huh?
Yeah, they started you off like that.
Did your brothers and sisters go to school the same place you did?
Yeah.
And so you walked to school with
them? Well, my oldest sister and my older brother, I think they were just about done when I started, you know.
Did they ever give you time off school when for farm work?
Not to me. We always went to school just about the whole term.
See. I see. Huh. Did you ever think of being a teacher yourself?
Of what?
Of being a teacher yourself.
No. I never had in mind of going to school, so.
Oh, I see.
You don't think of that, huh?
Yeah. You enjoyed working on the farm then?
Oh, yeah.
I see. What was Kermis like when you were young? What sort of things did you do when you went to the Kermis?
Well, that's all we could do is dance if we wanted to dance with your friends, huh?
Were there ever any games?
Two couples. Oh. Well, not too much. Well, some older people that are there, well, they play cards or something, you know, but...
Yeah. I heard that there were sometimes horseback riding games.
Yeah, but I never went too much on horseback riding.
Did you ever watch those games?
Not too much, no. Mm.
You like to dance, huh?
Yeah. Usually that's where we were.
What about, did you visit your relatives at Kermis time?
Yeah. Mostly, yeah. And up here, well, Henry's brothers and sisters who used to come back when their folks were living up. So they used to come and have their dinner with us and all that. Mm. So. And eat some pie, so.
Yeah, a lot of pie.
What's your... Now we only got the kids and my brother and couple sister and all. That's all I got now. That comes on the Kermis.
What's your favorite kind of Belgian pie?
Apple.
Do you still make Belgian pie?
Eh?
Do you still make Belgian pie?
Yeah. I usually make a few now, yeah. I put them in the freezer now.
Oh,
they stick with for a while.
Yeah, I really like them. Sure. You still make Belgian jut ever?
Oh, yeah. Once in a while.
Well, if there's anything else you want to tell me about your younger days on the farm that I forgot to ask.
Well, I just told you a while ago.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was some part of it I forgot to ask that you'd like to tell me about.
No, that's about all.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with me.